Listener-supported, WNYC Studios.
I just close my eyes and pretend I'm asleep until the second feature begins. Midnight at the movies again.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We're back with the penultimate show in our annual series of the best live music performances of the year. What's in a name? Well, for Justin Townes Earl, the answer is a whole lot of expectation. His middle name is a tribute to the late singer-songwriter Townes Van Zandt, and it was given to him by his dad, the country rocker and activist Steve Earle. But Justin Townes Earl has found a distinct voice of his own, one that sounds less like the outlaw country of his father and more like the Western swing of the early 20th century. He played a song called Mama's Eyes live for us on Soundcheck.
I am my father's son. I've never known when to shut up. But I ain't fooling no one no more. I am my father's son. We don't see eye to eye. Never tried. Sure it hurts, but it should hurt sometimes. We don't see eye to eye, babe. I was a young man. I first found the pleasure in the feel of his sin. And I went down the same road as my old man. But I was younger then. Now it's 3 a.m. and I'm standing in the kitchen, holding my last cigarette. Strike a match and I see my reflection in the mirror in the hall. And I say to myself, I've got my mama's eyes. A long thin frame and a smile. And I still see wrong from right. I've got my mama's eyes. Yeah, I've got my mama's eyes.
Mama's Eyes is the name of that song from Justin Townes Earl. Sax player and composer Roy Nathanson has had a globetrotting career. He founded the downtown New York supergroup Jazz Passengers. He's written songs for Elvis Costello and Deborah Harry. He's written radio plays, including one for WNYC. He's traveled the world, but has somehow ended up living in the same central Brooklyn neighborhood that he grew up in, and that means riding the Q train to get almost anywhere. Roy Nathanson's commute has inspired a book of poetry and CD, both called Subway Moon, and he played one of the songs from it live on Soundcheck.
So it's true. I live right here above the tracks in Brooklyn, and with my beautiful wife and my son. I teach school in Manhattan, so I get up crazy early one morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and I roll out of bed onto the subway platform, get on the Q train, and there's this gorgeous Russian girl talking on the subway. And I couldn't keep my eyes on her. She's going like this. Wake up, wake up.
Gonna have a disco, go tell Rhonda, go tell Rhonda.
Wake up, wake up.
Gonna have a party, go tell Charlie, go tell Charlie.
Wake up, wake up.
Gonna have a good time, tell your cousin, tell your cousin.
Gonna have a hot time.
Tell your mama, tell your mama.
Tell it, tell it, tell it, tell it.
my heart break.
Tell a story, tell a story.
I heard it on a night train.
Secret story, secret story.
Spout a cup of coffee.
Secret story, secret story.
It disappeared at midnight.
Cup of coffee, cup of coffee.
Black, 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 black. Drank it with her eyes closed.
Tell your story, drink your coffee.
She sipped it with her head down.
Tell your story, drink your coffee.
And of course I thought I knew what she wanted.
Cream and sugar, cream and sugar.
Seems she wanted equal.
The train lurched around the red light. Coffee was frothing up my front page. Well, so I pleaded with her nightshades. She just cleaned me with her glance. So she got off at Atlantic Avenue, right? And it was so stupid, the whole thing, but I don't know, I saw her walking all the way out, and I just wanted to get one last look, which is, of course, the whole thing is embarrassing and stupid, right? So, but anyway, she's walking down, and I missed her. So I went by those big stairs, you know, the weird-looking stairs on Atlantic Avenue with the filthy stone ones with the chicken bones, and she was way gone, so I didn't see her. But there was the Hasidic guys and the Jehovah's Witnesses up there, you know, because they're just setting up at 4 or 5 in the morning. And it was embarrassing. And, of course, I see friends, like people I know, like John Schaefer was there. And like, oh, so I hid behind her. I didn't want anybody to see. It was ridiculous. So, like, I go back down, you know, other guys I know were there. So I just got back inside.
Roy Nathanson and the Band, and a song called Party. Medieval pundits have been called the sound of 21st century India. They marry Indian raga, Bollywood pop, and Western dance music to texts that range from centuries-old poetry to modern bilingual rap. The pundits are basically Gaurav Raina and Tapan Raj, two veterans of India's thriving club scene, and they played live for us with tabla player Kirsch Kale. The song is Electric Universe. We'll be right back. From India, it's Medieval Pundits, and they played Electric Universe live in our Soundcheck studio. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of the program. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us next time at this time for Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM WNYC.